In several states, conservation advocates are reacting with criticism to the proposal to take the wolf off of the endangered species protections, in part because they feel the animals have not fully recovered in their areas. But here in Washington, wildlife advocates seem to have a different read on that idea, because wolf recovery is seen as making good progress here. Chase Gannell is with the organization Conservation Northwest, who says with an estimated 150 wolves in the state, it appears the population is making a good recovery, and delisting on the federal level is not necessarily a bad thing.
In our state, wolves are doing very well, and we can expect that to continue under state management. The federal delisting that was proposed today by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is not expected to have any significant impact on wolf recovery in Washington state.
Gannell explains currently wolves in the western two-thirds of the state are protected under federal endangered listing and thus managed by federal officials as well as the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, but in the eastern third of the state are already delisted from federal protections and overseen and protected exclusively by the state agency through a state management plan. He says removing the wolves from the federal protections would essentially mean no change at all for eastern Washington wolf management. The proposal also is finding favor with ranchers in the state. Sarah Lyons is a spokeswoman with the Washington State Cattlemen's Association, who says the management in the eastern portion of the state has been much better for them than the federal oversight had been.
It certainly has allowed us a lot more flexibility than having them federally listed. And the state is a bit more nimble than the federal government when it comes to needing to make decisions. So there's the collaborative group, the WAG, that has established the protocols for what we do in the delisted part of the state, and the cattlemen have been involved with that process. And so while it isn't always great or ideal, it's absolutely better than the lag time that it takes with the federal government.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will take public comment on the proposal before any final decision is made, but it's likely the proposal could face legal challenges from some conservation activists. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.